Okay, let's start with Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis, Perek 32nd chapter of Yirmiyahu, and this chapter, this is Chizuk to Yirmiyahu and Chizuk to Klal Yisrael about what's going to happen. The Perek starts off with Yirmiyahu in jail, which we learned about that story in a couple of prakim from now, a little bit Ein Muktam Amuchar Benavi, but he is in jail and he gets a nevuah from Hashem that his cousin is going to come sell him a field and he should buy the field. Should buy the field, even though real estate isn't worth much right now. And he's prophesizing that all Bnei Yisrael are going to go into exile, and yet Hashem says buy the field because that will be a simen and a remez to all Klal Yisrael, that even though terrible things are about to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forgotten them, and you are going to come back to ownership of the field. That's generally the perek, and we will see Yirmiyahu does it, and then he asks, what does it mean? As we'll see in the perek. Hadavar Asher Hoyel Yirmiyahu Me'eis Hashem. The following was the nevuah that Yirmiyahu had from Hashem, Bashana Asiris L'Sidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, in the year, right before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shana Shmonasrei, Shana L'Nevuchadnezzar, the 8th year of Nevuchadnezzar, Oz. And what was happening? Before we have the actual nevuah, the scene is, the stage is set for the illogical, so to speak, something that I wouldn't have thought or done. But that's exactly what Yirmiyahu was asked to do. V'yozchel melech bavel tzarim al Yerushalayim. There was already a siege, right? It was within the year and a half before the Churban. After Asar B'Teves, that winter, and a year and a half later was the Churban. V'yirmiyahu anavi hayakalu b'chatzar matara. He was sitting in jail, as we'll learn about later on in a couple of prakim. Asher beis melech Yehuda. Asher klaot tzidkiyo melech Yehuda lemar. Tzidkiyo put him in jail. The king of Yehuda put him in jail. Asking, Maduata Niba Limar, why do you say such terrible things are going to happen? Kalmar Hashem, Inino, Seinas, Seir Hazos, Beyan Melech Bavo Lechada, that the king of Bavo is going to capture it. Why do you say that? Tzidkiyo Melech Yehuda, Lo Yimale, Miyan Kastim, and that Tzidkiyo won't escape, Ki Hinason, Yinatim, Beyan Melech Bavel. He'll be given over into the hands of the king. Vidibra Pivel Piv, Einav, Esainav Tirena. It'll speak to mouth to mouth, and his eyes will see the eyes of the king. The Malbim says his eyes will see the eyes of the king, but his eyes won't see Bavel, because as we know, Tzidkiyo's eyes were blinded. That's a remez right here. Ubavel Yolech et Tzidkiyo v'shamiyet pakti oso, and he's going to be there. Tzidkiyo will be there until the day that I say. Kisilachim wasakastim lo saslichon. If you try to fight them, you won't be matzliach. These are all the nevuas. Yirmiyahu, how can you say all these nevuas? So it's because Tzidkiyo threw him in jail. This is the background. So there's a siege around Yerushalayim, and Yirmiyahu is sitting in jail, and now we have the actual nevuah. This nevuah is the haftorah for Parshas Bahar, because Parshas Bahar has the laws of relatives redeeming fields on behalf of their relatives, and that's exactly what's happening here. Vayomer Yirmiyahu, Hayadavar Hashem Elai Limar, Hinei Chanamel ben Shalum Dodcha, your cousin is going to come. Ba Elecha Limar, he's going to come and say, Knelecha es Sadi Asher ba'anatot, please buy my field that is in Anatot, Ki Lecha Mishpada Geula Leknos, because you have the rights to buy it. The Radak explains, we know, what does this usually mean? It means if somebody, the Pasuk says in Chumash, at the end of Vayikra, if somebody sells their Steachuza, then their relative is supposed to try to buy it. So here, Chanamel is saying, well, instead of my selling it to somebody else, and then you're redeeming it, I'll just sell it to you. In Machartiv La'acher, Lecha Mishpada Geula, Shetigoleu Miado, Afki Ataroi Leknos Miadi, so you might as well buy it straight from me. Who is this Chanamel ben Shalum? So the different mafarshim talk about the exact relation between Yirmiyahu and Shalum. Many say that Yirmiyahu's father was the brother of Chanamel, so Shalom was his first cousin, right? Who was? But Shalom, according to the Pirkei Deva Lazar, Shalom was a very unique figure. Well, you know, the Torah, the Navi tells us in Sefer Malachim that after Elisha died, years after Elisha died, as we know, Bnei Yisrael were going through a Levaya at a certain point, and the enemy started chasing them, and they threw the body of the person they were burying into Elisha's kever, and right when the Elisha's kever touched the body came back alive, Tchias HaMesim. That's one of the pshatim of how Elisha was Mechaya double than what Eliyahu did. Right, so we talk about that, so that's one of the pshatim, that he was even Mechaya even after he died. But the Pirkei Deva Lazar says, even though there's no name given in the Navi for who this person was, right, the Navi just says in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayhi Heim Kovrim Ish V'Yinei Ra'u Es Hagdud V'Yashlichu Es Ha'ish B'Kever Elisha V'Yelech V'Yiga Ha'ish B'Atzmos Elisha V'Yechi V'Yakim O'Raglav. He got up, so the Torah doesn't say, the Navi doesn't say who this was, but according to the Pirkei Deva Lazar in Perek Lamed Gimel, it was Shalom. It was the father of this cousin of I misspoke before. Shalom was the brother of the father of Yirmiyahu. Chanamel was the cousin. So the Pirkei Deva Lazar says that Shalom was the one that was Huchya. Ukshim Mays Bala Chasu Sidko Shalah Bala Vyazukal Yisrael Ligmo Chesanim Shalom Ben Tikva Veroes Agdud. There was an army coming. Veshlichu as a ish bekever Elisha Halacha ish Vinaga Basbos Elisha Vachaya Vyacharka Cholid Chanamel Ben Shalom. And then afterwards, that's when this baby was born. Interesting. If this is all true and he is still considered the relative, Rav Chaim Kadievsky says that, interesting, you see, after Tchias HaMesim was done, he's still called a relative. He's not called somebody who's totally new. If you look in the Siach HaSadeh, which is a compilation of a number of Rav Chaim Kadievsky's Sfarim, in the Kutras HaLikutim, Simen Dalin, Mi Shemes, V'chai Alpines, Em Yeshlo Korbas Mishpacha. Somebody died and he comes back through a miracle, is he still called related to his family, right? The quotes from the Ber Hetev and Eben Ezer. Emisha Mesa Vishuv Chaisai De Nes, Kuvda De Ishtosh Rav Chanin Bar Chachinoi. Lopaka Zika Sabal Mimena. Does he have to get remarried? Right? They say Eishos Rabbi Zera, right? Where Rabbi Zera was killed on the Purim Suda, did he have to get remarried? That's where it's much discussed. But again, this is discussed in a few places in the halachic literature. But what are some of the sources related to that? He quotes our pasuk, the nearest is lomo davrezemi davsebi yirmiyo paraglamid beis, and he quotes our pirkei debalazar v'yisak adaitok to shalom acher shachai eino misyaches letikva. If you say he's no longer related to his family, imkein chilkiyo avi yirmiyo eino achiv ve'ein li yirmiyo did gulas krovim. This wouldn't be gulas krovim because he's not related anymore. So it must be that he is still related even after he was Huchya. Again, there are other examples as well here, but this is an amazing discussion that is had, the diuk about our pasuk. Okay, so anyway, so the cousin comes. He's going to come, and he actually comes, a pasuk ches. Yirmiyahu is telling all of Klal Yisrael the story. After I was told he was going to come, he comes. He says to me, come by my field. And I bought it. And I gave him shkalim, I gave him money. And I wrote a sefer, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara in Kiddushin, focus on every word in these psukim regarding kinyanim, right? The ritva there, and the Malbim here quotes that he wanted to make sure that the kinyan was done properly, so he did both kinyan kesef and kinyan shtar, says the Malbim, and that's what the Gemara learns out from these psukim, right? The first is kinyan kesef, and then is kinyan shtar, the ritva there in Kiddushin. I'll just read you the language of the ritva. Vigatakashile, the Hay Yirmiya, the Gemara quotes Vakaso Basefer Vakasom as the Pasik for Kinyan Star. Vigatakashile, the Hay Yirmiya Bakesef Kana. How could it be a Makar for Kinyan Star? He did it Bakinyan Kesef. So Alma Star Lachutko Nilfami Mafilu Bechira Mechira. So the Ritva works out how he did both, but really both of them would work well, as the Mishnah says there in Kiddushin. You could buy land with Kesef Star and Chazaka. So that's what he did. V'achtov ha-sefer v'achtov, v'o'ed edim. He had witnesses. V'eshkol ha-kesef v'moznaim. He weighed out the money. V'ekach, he took the sefer ha-miknem, es ha-chasum, ha-mitzvah, v'achukim, es ha-goli. He took the chasum, he took the golui. What does that mean? What's the different lushonos here, the different shtaris? Rashi says, maybe it means that he took the shtar, and the golui is what we would call the kiyum shtaris, like the stamp of approval by Beis Din, to show that it is the verification of Beis Din. I mean, that's what the golui is. The Gemara Baal Basra darshins, maybe it means different types of shtaris. This shtar get pashut and get makushar, as is described in the first Mishnah of the last parak of Baal Basra. Rabbi the Radak says one to read, one to keep closed in order to be able to read it without opening the original. Either way, different type of documents here. V'etena sefer ha-miknan, I gave it to Baruch ben Neria. Baruch ben Neria was younger than Yirmiyo. Baruch was going to be able to have it even after Yirmiyo dies when the Klal Yisrael come back. He's going to give it to Ezra, and Ezra's going to bring it back. Le'ene chanam al dodi, le'ene ha-edim. Ha-kosvim b'sefer ha-mikne. Le'ene kol ha-yehudim. It's done in public. V'atzavez Baruch le'enehem. And I told Baruch in front of them, le'mar, ko amar Hashem svakos. Elokei Yisrael ha-koach es ha-svarmeila. Take these Staros, take the Sefer HaMikneh, unasata mekliharis, put it in a kliharis, laman yamdu yamem rabim, put it in a bottle and bury it, cause it has to last for a long time. Right, this is the raya also, that a kinyan star, the kinyan that's done through star, it's there as a star raya, laman yamdu yamem rabim, right, this will be there as a raya for many days, that this is this belongs to the person. Again, the Mefarshim explained, the Abarbanel and others, this was to give hope to Klal Yisrael. Even though terrible things were about to happen, this is what is going to happen in the future. Kiko Amar Hashem Tzokos Elokei Yisrael, because Hashem has promised me, O di kanu batim v'sadosu kramim v'aretz hazos. You will, even though the real estate is going down now, you will eventually buy a lot more. Says the Radak, Tziva Hakel Lignos Asada Lenachamam Li Yisrael, to give comfort. Shelo Yechashvu She'avda Tikvasa Mimigalo. Don't think that when they go in, it's going to be totally lost. Right? This is an example, as the Gemara in Megillah says, Adaf Yud Gimel, Maktim Refu Lamaka. Before even the Tzara happens, before they're thrown out, still, Hashem commands them to watch Yirmiyahu buy the land, and in that way give some chizuk to them for what's about to happen. After he does this, then Yirmiyahu starts talking to Hashem. Voes palal el Hashem acharei tisias ha-sefer ha-mikdal baruch ben Ariel Eimar. I just davens to Hashem and basically asks, why'd you make me do that? Why'd you make me do that? But what's significant is acharei. After he did it, all the Mefarshim pick up on this. The Malbim and the Abarbanel and others. This is similar to Avram Avinu. Yeah, Hashem tells you to do something, you do it. You ask questions later. Right, Avraham Avinu did the Akedah, and then afterwards, after he finished the Akedah, he says, could you please explain yourself? So here too, Kodesh Bey does it, and after he does it, he says, Kimikodem lo espalo shalo yomru, shekasha beinav lo tzima usav al mechiris asada, v'shem mitra eim al zeh. He doesn't want Hashem to think that, he doesn't want to do it. He's listening to Hashem. Right, that's what the Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh Harav, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik also, that's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes here. He said it was a bechina of Nasa v'nishma. Asav Nishma, do it, and then ask questions later. It says Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh Harav on Parshas Bahar. Chazinon, Shemitchilo Asir Miyoh Anavi Yetzajer Nitztava. Ava Bishabulazu Aysel Gamri Negan Asechel. Verak Achagach is Pawel. Then he quotes the example of Avraham Avinu and the Rashi at the end of Parshas Vayera. Right, Al Tishlach Yad Chalanar, Vataslom Uma. But what do you mean? You told me before to kill him. To explain yourself. Kachi Darkim Shal Neviim. And then adds, the Nefesh Harav, the Kach Tzarach Lomar Darko Shall Call Yehudi. So too, every Jew has to act this way. Ma'amin, Hamakabel Alav Omachu Shemayim, L'Kayim Tzivi Hashem, Afilu B'Shosh Yenirim Lanu, Kilayim Gilgamri Negar HaSeichal. Even though it seems to be Negar HaSeichal, that's what we have to do. And then he continues beautifully and says, right, we mentioned before, there was the Shtar Galui and the Shtar Chasum. He says, sometimes in life, there's a Shtar Galui. We could picture what's going to be in the future. We could picture what things are going to look like. That is open and pretty obvious. And then there's the Shtar Chasum. There's so many unknowns in the future. There's so many doubts in the future. We have no idea. But you know what? Those are both shtaris that we have to deal with and that are part of life. The shtar golui and the shtar sasum. And even though it's beyond seichel and oshi, we still do it and we still act as servants of Hashem. So that's what he does. He starts talking to Hashem after he goes through the actions. And he says, Aha Hashem Elokim, Hini Atos Yises Hashemayim V'Saaretz. You have made the Shemayim and the Aretz. V'chol V'chol Chagadol. He's trying to understand why Hashem told him to do this. The Radak alludes to the fact that maybe he even thinks that Hashem has changed his mind. He's not going to bring the Chorban. The Abarbanel is a little more expanded here. Actually, very more expanded. The next few psukim, the Abarbanel says, are six potential reasons that Yirmiyahu would have been asked to buy the field, and he negates each one of them through his monologue here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, you might have thought that Hashem is telling him to buy the land because he has no idea what's going on. The answer is, Hashem has plenty of idea what's going on. Hashem is in charge of the Shemayim and the Aretz, so that's not a reason. He goes through the Abarbanel says, Hashem knows the second possibility might be because Hashem is having because of your chesed. And he says, no, that's also built the afshari. Because you have to pay. The sin of the b'neim achareyem. When they keep doing the averis, they're going to get punished. And therefore they deserve to get punished. Number three, you might say that heder ha-yecholes, Hashem has yecholes, hakel ha-gadol ha-gibra ha-nora. You might think heder ha-ashkacha, he has ashkacha. He goes through all of the different reasons. And Lamais at the end, he says, there's no good reason why I can think of. Why are you telling me to buy this land? So why are you telling me to buy the land? That's the Abarbanel going through each of the psukim. But if we focus on the pasuk Yudches, where Yirmiyahu says, Hashem is hakel ha-gadol ha-gibor, so we know there's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that has one more word, and that's what the basis for our Amidah is. Hakel ha-gadol ha-gibor v'ha-nora. Where's Nora? So this is the Gemara in Maseches Sota, where the Gemara says, Rav Masna Amar, Hakel Agad Lagibra Vanora. Lama, why are the Ashikas Agadola called that? Shechziru Atara Liyoshna, because they brought the crown back. What does that mean? Asa Moshe, Moshe says in Devarim Perek Yud, Hakel HaGadol HaGibra Vanora, Yirmiyo says, Omar, Nachrim Mekarkrim Behechalo, Ayei Nero Osav. Lo Omar Nora, he leaves our Nora, because Hashem is not showing Noah right now. Asa Daniel, Omar Nachrim, Mishtabdim Bebanav, Ayei Gvur Osav, Lo Omar Gibor, he didn't say Gibor, Asa Inhu, Vomar Adarabo, Zui Gvur Osav, Gvur Osav, Shekovesh Es Yisro, Shosin Erech HaPayim L'Rashayim, no, that is his Nora, that is his Gvur Osav. And therefore they brought it back, and that's what we say. But again, the Yirmiyo here does not say it because he doesn't visualize it. He doesn't see it. Look, one of the Mefarshim quoted in the Biur Hadaf there in Sota quotes a mashal. He says, imagine a child that gets a thorn in his skin, and it's very deep, and the father can't get it out, and if he leaves it in there, it's going to get infected, and it can be very dangerous. So he has to like cut out a little bit of the skin all around it in order to be able to get the thorn out. And the child is screaming and screaming, why are you cutting? Why are you cutting here? And the answer is he's doing it for the good of the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were so shakua in chet. Hashem had to cut out, you know, from where we are, had to change everything. And it was painful for him too. Shachad Yisrael ba'averos chamuros. Nech nitchavu benafshosam kotsim bedardarim. Mikol b'chinos haklipos v'achitzonim. V'may Hashem manicham kach, it would have been deadly. And we would never have been able to come back. And that's why, even though it doesn't look like, but it was Hakel HaGadol, HaGibra VaHanora. So Hashem, you are in charge. Gadol HaEitza VaRav HaAlilila. You are the one who gives advice and the one who's in charge of everything. Asher Einecha Pekuchos Al Kol Darche B'nei Adam. You know everything about man. Right? The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Pirush Mishnayos when he talks about the Yud Gimel Ikarim, which he created. Number 10 is that Hashem knows everything. Shehu Yisaleh Yodea Ma'aseh B'nei Adam V'lo Hizniham. He knows about people. He's not left them. V'lo kedas ha'omer azav Hashem es ha'aretz. Not like those who say Hashem has left. Ela kemosha amar gadol ha'etza v'rav ha'alila. Asher enecha b'kuchos ha'kol derke b'ni adam. He quotes this pasuk in Yirmiyo and v'amar, and he also quotes a pasuk in Bereishis, but he quotes that second. V'amar v'yar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz. He quotes our pasuk, because that is the clearest statement that Hashem knows and is involved in everything. The language of Gadol HaEitzah, he is the one that gives greatest Eitzah, is the basis for one of the most beautiful lines in all the Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says at the end of Sefer Karbanos, the end of Hilchos Temura, where he talks about Talmei HaMitzvos and what's the message of Temura. But then he says, even if you don't know what the Talmei HaMitzvah is, there's purification power for the mitzvah, and then he ends off. The Kalelu Advarim, all mitzvos are Kede Lakuf Yitzro Ulasakein Deosav, to get his Yetzer in the form and to fix up his Deos. The Rov Dinei Torah Einon Ella Eitzos Meirachok Migadol HaEitza. Mitzvahs are great advice from the one who's great in advice. That's this pasuk, Gadol HaEitza. The Rambam gets it from here. So again, Einon Ella Eitzos Meirachok Migadol HaEitza Lasakein Deos. And to straighten our paths. One of the most amazing lines in all the Rambam, something that we should know by heart. But God Eitz of Rav Ali La, and Yirmiyo says, you know everything. You took us out of Egypt. Right, Jewish history, and you've given Eretz Yisrael. Chav Gimel. Vayavou vayirshu osa. Valo shamu b'kolecha. But we haven't. And they haven't listened to you. Uvesarascha lo halachu. They haven't followed the Torah. Eis kolachet tzivisa lasos lo asu. They have not listened. Vatakre osam es kolarazos. All this bad as evil has befallen them. Vatakre from the lashon of mikre. Hester panim. Right. Hashem is master is panim. Vehine hasololos boyer lalachta. The ladders and the ramps going up to the city are surrounding. They're about to conquer the city. Vahir nitzanobi ad akastim al chamim aleha. You tell me, Hashem, I don't understand. Again, he did it, but after he did it, he says, now please explain to me. And Hashem answers, What? Something is withheld from me. I tell you to do it. I'm telling you because you're going to get it back. It's not that it doesn't make sense. It's a great investment because in the future, it's going to be worth a lot. Hashem says, I haven't changed my mind. The city is going to be given over, destroyed, and they're going to go into exile. And they're going to come and they're going to destroy all the houses and all of the bamos. Right? They've done such terrible things, turning over. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ki al api v'al chamasi, hoysali razos. Right, my anger has been on the city, limina yom asher banu osar, from the day that they built it. From the first day? When did Avira start? So Rashi quotes, the Radak quotes, that even the day that Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, that's the day he married Basparo, that's the day that people started being makrav on bamos, right? Different pshatim, exactly what it means, from the day off. But either way, it's been a long time, and all these terrible things, so my anger is going to be on the city. The Medrash tells us that even though the anger is going to be on the city, that itself is a bracha. Right? We've quoted this before. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, Dalad Yudalad. Hashem took his anger out on the city and not all the people. Right? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mizmar. So the Medrash says, how can you say Mizmar? So Amar Lahem, Mizamer Ani, Sheshafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamaso, Al HaEitzim V'Al HaAvanim, V'lo Shafach Chamaso Al Yisrael. Right, he took a collateral, right, and that's why Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his Shirim on Tisha B'Av, what's Shabbos Nachamu about? And not only Shabbos Nachamu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash still. Even Tisha B'Av afternoon, we're already sitting on chairs, we're putting on tefillin, it already feels a little better. Why? Because ironically, up until that moment in time, that is when the fire started getting stronger. Rav Yochanan would have fasted on the 10th of Av. But right when the fire gets stronger, then we realize that Hashem is not going to destroy us. He's destroying the Eitzim Bavanim. He's taking them as a security, so to speak, instead of his people. So that itself gives us nechama that Hashem will never abandon us. So, but Hashem says, that's what I'm going to do. I'll call Raz b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yehuda on all the evil things that they've done to anger me. V'yifnu alai oref v'lopanim. They've turned their backs to me. V'yasimu shikutsim b'bayit. They've even put the Avodah Zarah in the houses. Right? We know the stories of the Menashe and others who put the idols into the Chodesh Kadashim, and they build bamos to Baal, and they bring Molech in Gei Ben Hinnom, as we discussed. I shall not see visim loasal libi lasas to evazos. It never went up in my mind, or I didn't command them to do this. The Radak points out that there are three similar psukim in Yirmiyahu, where we have different drushas. Lotzi visim, v'loasal libi, right? We have a pasuk earlier that we had, that we mentioned that the Kuntros Divrei Sofer of Elchanan talks about. Back in Yirmiyahu, Yutes. Ubanu as bonos habal asareif as b'nei ba'ish, lotzi visi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo asal libi. An extra phrase. Right? It's different. The Rebbe Elchanan there talks about it in Kuntros Divrei Sofer. Daraisis, darabanan, and even ratzon Hashem. The extra added things that you know I wouldn't appreciate. So this pasuk is similar. V'acheta, therefore Hashem says, lochein ko amar Hashem elokei Yisrael. Eleir azoz asher atem omrim, nitzno b'yad melech bavel. Becherev, uvarav v'adaver. Right, all the terrible things that are going to happen. Why am I telling you to buy this? Hinni makapsa mikol haratzos, because there's going to be a kibbutz golias. Asher idachtem sham ba'api uvachamatzi, that I've sent them out in my anger. Vashivosim ala makom azeh voshaftim lavetach. I'll bring them back, and at that time, they will be for me for a God. They will be for a nation. I will be a God. They'll have one heart. They'll have one derech. The Malbim says they'll want to do it, and they won't be in the accustomed to doing aveiros either. They'll break their habits. To fear me always. And Hashem says that's why. V'nikna pasuk mem gimel. V'nikna asadav aretz azos asher atem omrim shmamahi me'in adam ubehema nitra biyad kastim. No. Again, the sources for many halachas of shtar. Right, do that because Ashivesh Husam Noam Hashem. Hashem means the parak. You will come back. Right, this is the final after a couple of prakim of nevuah of what is going to happen in the future. Positive. Right? So that is the story of Yirmiyahu buying the field, even though the korban is about to happen. Okay, we'll stop here.